Hello? Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is German. I'm calling from North Surveys. We're conducting a brief, very important survey about issues facing Miami-Dade County. Yeah, please have your participation on the survey.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and proceed in English. And to be sure we're having a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between less than 18, 18 to 29, between 30 and 39, or between 40 and 54?
30 and 39.
Thank you. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each of these, please tell me if you have heard of the organization or if you have never heard of them. The first one is United Way of Miami-Dade County. Have you heard of them? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, do you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Either way, I have no opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Now, the Children's Trust?
Mm-hmm.
You know them?
Yes.
And you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I would say very.
Okay, thank you. Now, Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust? Are you aware of them?
I was not aware of them, no.
No, okay. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
I have.
Okay, thank you. When you search for information about programs and services for children under the care of your family, under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Visit a specific website, search the internet using something like Google, call the 211 helpline, ask your friend or Google. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding the local institution in particular, and for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, earlier you said that you have a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, in your own words, can you tell me why do you feel this way?
Well, I know that they help out families and children in need. I actually just came across them today. I'm not sure how you got my phone number, but I came across them today because I was looking for to help out with donating time to charities.
And did you provide your phone number by chance on that?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, that's really strange. Thank you. So, because you know they help out families, and what else did you say? I'm sorry.
They help families and children in need.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Your child's school, a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read on the newspaper, or saw online? General word of...
I'm actually a teacher. Yeah, I'm a teacher, so word of mouth, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let me see if there's one on. There you go. Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs founded by the Children's Trust?
I'm not sure if they're founded by the Children's Trust or not. I'm not sure. But I know I came across them as an affiliate to, I was looking for, like, donating time to orphanages, and they came across.
And have you visited the Children's Trust webpage? A website?
I have, but it's been a very long time, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Mm-hmm. Very positive.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
Just favorable. I know that they help out, like I said, with orphanages, so that's obviously something that's good.
Thank you. I'm typing this in.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So we are 56% through the survey. Thank you for your time. Now, next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Now, knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. And again, in your own words, I'm sorry, seems like it's repeating itself. Why?
Because they help children.
Okay. Thank you. Now, prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
I don't really remember seeing any advertising, though.
No, okay. Thank you. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online, television, social media, newspaper, magazines, or radio, or other?
Online.
Thank you. And we are almost done with the survey. We just have a few questions. This is for classification purposes only. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity?
Ethnicity.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ethnicity. It's okay. Hispanic.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black, or African American? Okay. Thank you. What is your marital status? Single or not married or divorced or separate? Married. Thank you.
Married.
And do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 10 to 20 years?
My whole life.
More than 20 years. Okay, thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25? Between 25 and 50? Between 50 and 75? Between 75 and 100? Between 100 and 150?
Between 75 and 100.
Thank you. And what is your zip code?
33035.
Thank you very much. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade or Northwest? Sorry?
This is Homestead, so we're down south.
South Miami-Dade?
Yeah.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Dude, there's a word that I have never been able to say in my life. Huh? There's a word that I've always had trouble with, and I had trouble with in this survey. Ethnicity.
Yeah, there you go.
Ethnicity. Oh, okay. Ethnicity.
I think it's
how you say it. I got a survey. Thank God. Fuck. I was hoping that I was not going to end the day with that one. Ethnicity.